Questions 31 to 40. Discussion over lunch. Jobs. Two college students have met up for lunch and are discussing their part-time jobs and how it is affecting their lives.
Hi, Boris. Come in. I'm glad you could come over for lunch today. It's been ages since I've seen you. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, I suppose. My dissertation is going really well right now.
That's good. So why aren't you doing great then?
I'm just so busy. That's the problem. The dissertation is really exciting. I've come up with several really interesting ideas that I want to develop, and I just don't have time to write anything. I've really only got the nights to work on it, and by then I'm exhausted. It's really frustrating.
But I don't get it. You're a student. You've got no classes this term, right? So you can focus on your dissertation? And you've got a part-time job in a shop. What are you doing all day?
Working in the shop.
Oh?
Yeah, it's the 40-hour work week, part-time job. It's terrible.
But why on earth have you agreed to work so many hours? That wasn't the job you agreed to do originally, was it? It's not what you were doing last year.
It's just sort of happened, actually. It's nothing anyone planned. They've had some problems. One of the shop assistants retired, and they caught one of the new part-time workers stealing from the cash register. And they just didn't want to hire anyone new after that. I guess they felt like they couldn't trust anyone. They already knew me, and I knew how things worked in the shop, so they kind of begged me to take on a few more hours, and then a few more, you know. And they're really kind employers, almost like family now, so I didn't want to let them down. But it's too bad. It's a bit more than I can handle, really. The money is nice, though. I've got a scholarship, so most of it's going straight into saving.
Well, it sounds like you certainly don't have any time to spend it.
Yeah, for sure. But what about you? How are things going?
Good. Yeah, I'm busy. I like my course a lot. I quit the awful job in the ice cream parlor, and I'm not working at all until the summer. And then I'm hoping to find an internship of some sort. Well, that's the idea anyway. I'm not actually sure I'll be able to get an internship after my second year, but I hope so.
Yeah, I'm not sure I've ever heard of anyone doing an internship after their second year. You've got to try it, though, I suppose.
Yep, I just can't stand to work in a cafe or restaurant or bar ever again.
Are you managing to make ends meet?
Oh, more or less. I've got to be a bit careful. You know, I can't really afford to eat out, but I don't really need to because I've got a lot more time to cook for myself. It's nice, actually. I'm making some sacrifices, but so much less stressful than it's totally worth it. I'll manage like this, I think, until I find a job that I'll actually learn something beneficial from. Even if I have to wait till my third year.
Yeah, a lot of my classmates said I was crazy to go back to my shop job this year instead of finding an internship. I guess I'm just too loyal. Way too loyal.
But I still don't really get why you're doing it. Why you're working so many hours? Is it a temporary situation? Are they trying to find more help they can trust? Or do they just expect you to permanently take up the slack?
I'm not sure, actually. I thought they were looking for more help, but it's been a while now, and I haven't heard anything about it. I suppose I should talk to them.
Yes, I certainly think you should. I mean, do you want to just keep working there when you graduate? Is it your dream job? Or is it a stepping stone to get you somewhere else?
It's not my dream job, no. But it's not a stepping stone either. They're my friends. Can't you see it's a bit more complicated than that?
My point is that it shouldn't be your first priority right now. It can't be. Your dissertation has to be your first priority.
Yeah, you're right. I know that.
And surely, if they're your friends, they would understand that if they're expecting you to sacrifice your education, they're not really your friends.
I'm sure they don't expect me to sacrifice my education. Besides, I'm not in danger of failing the dissertation. I'm just tired and frustrated.
Do they know?
What?
Do they even know that you don't have the time you need to work on your dissertation? Do they know you're not happy?
I doubt it.
I'm sorry, Boris. I don't mean to lecture, but you really need to talk with them and let them know how you're feeling.
Okay, you're right. If I want fewer hours, I do need to ask them, but I'm not sure I want fewer hours. Maybe I want to try and make this work.
But why?
For lots of reasons. For the money, because I want to help them, because the dissertation's fine, and I'm just kind of tired and busy.
And unhappy?
No. Well...
Would you say you're happy?
I'm not sure.